From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Evacuations of civilians and rebels were due to begin Wednesday in the Syrian city of Aleppo, where a ground offensive backed by Russia forced opposition fighters from eastern neighborhoods they held since 2012. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the evacuations were expected to begin at 3 o'clock GMT, but several hours after that time, no one had left. Details of the agreement brokered by Turkey and Russia were sketchy, including where the civilians and fighters would go. On Tuesday, at an emergency meeting of the Security Council, Western envoys criticized Russia for its ongoing military support of the government of President Bashar al-Assad and the months of attacks inflicted on residents of the city. Here is U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power.
The regime and its Russian allies will only be emboldened to replicate their starve and surrender and slaughter tactics elsewhere. This will be their model for attempting to retake cities and towns across Syria. It will not end with Aleppo, and it will not focus on terrorists. It never has, and there is no evidence that it will.
Meantime, UN Special Envoy Stephane de Mistura has called for UN access to oversee the evacuation of civilians from Aleppo. Members of Gambia's ruling party asked the Supreme Court Tuesday to void December 1st election results following their leader's loss. The appeal was made the same day that a delegation of West African leaders arrived in the capital city to urge President Yahya Jammeh to concede the election after more than two decades in office. Jammeh withdrew his concession defeat to Adama Barrow, citing unacceptable errors found by election officials. From here in Washington, this is